Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mandy, how did you find out about the Amelia Earhart?
They sent out a press release. It came through, like, local news, came through a press release.
And she is one of those people, I can't remember when we met her, but it was probably 5 years ago, but just became an instant friend of the show, just because anybody who's interesting is always fascinating to all of us. You know, somebody who is able and does more than we do, like, you know, you go, wow, really? Those are your accomplishments?
Well, someone who it looks like appears has been knocked down and then does way more than you ever do every day. That's what's stunning.
But from the Today Show to that TV show, The Doctors, Inside Edition, it just goes on and on. She lives just out here in Smithville. And I always forget she lives in Colorado, by the way.
She's in Colorado now. And they're working on a documentary, too.
I always feel like she still lives in Kansas City because we'll still Facebook, message, or Instagram, or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just, she's always just pure Kansas City to me. And she's got a great award coming up. You guys should all go up to Atchison. And normally, I wouldn't recommend that. But it's actually a great town. I do love it up there, man.
Our next guest is a Smithville, Missouri native, who after tragically losing both legs in 2014, has gone on to make headlines for climbing Pikes Peak, climbing the Manitou Incline in Colorado, the world's tallest natural pyramid in Colombia, South America, and last year, became the first female double amputee to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. And next month, she's returning back to KC to accept the Amelia Earhart Pioneering Achievement Award at the Amelia Earhart Festival in Atchison, Kansas. Please welcome, friend of the show, Mandy Horvath.
Hey kid, how you been?
I am great. How are you doing?
Listen, you know, just underachieving, story of my life. Slacking, laying around. You know.
I wouldn't call it that.
See, they're not hooking me up with an award. I know you must have gone back to see who has received that Amelia Earhart Award over the years. And it's an amazing group of human beings you're going to be put in with.
I'm so incredibly excited to meet everybody out there.
I mean, you know,
just the festival coordinators have been wonderful to work with. So.
Sure. But, you know, the people who in the past who've won this, we're talking about astronauts and, I mean, aviators and just space shuttle captains and the women who've climbed Mount Everest, you know? I mean, we're talking about, like, this is an elite group of human beings to be given the Amelia Earhart Award.
Yeah. I've got a little bit of an imposter syndrome.
Now you know what my whole life has felt like.
Oh, my God.
By the way, do we have our plant problem under control, or is this still an issue?
Stop it, Johnny.
Dude,
it's still a problem.
I love plants. By the way, I've been weirded out about planting horsehair? It looks like little bamboo. It's a form of grass, but it only grows about 2.5 feet tall. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I've been growing bamboo at the land at Disgraceland, and now I've been obsessing about getting some horsehair and putting it in. So, yeah, I'm a super weirdo. Yeah, I got the same problems.
Be very careful with that stuff because it's highly invasive, and it'll take over your yard.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's Disgraceland. It's 30 acres of holy hell, so, I mean, it's fine. I put bamboo out there, and I got to tell you, it's been less than over the top. I've been waiting for it to come in, and it's done okay. But it certainly hasn't taken over the way I really wanted it to. I mean, I wanted so much bamboo out there. I wanted pandas to show up.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah.
But, so. I mean, if you believe it, I'm sure it'll happen.
That's it. So how you been? Everything's good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Still living out here in Colorado. Got a new spot on the west side. Got my dog's a little yard.
I saw that.
Freaking awesome.
I sometimes forget that you don't still live here in Kansas City. Just it's I don't know why, but because to me, you're just such a part of the city that, you know, if I message you on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, I just consider you to be up in Smithville or in Lawrence or somewhere around the area. I keep forgetting you're all the way out in Colorado still.
Well, I go home often, so.
Yeah. So tell me about the last climb. What was the last one that was the world's tallest natural pyramid? And I know that's a weird thing for people to understand, but Siritusa in Colombia, which is, man, that's a long way, and that's a serious place to go.
Yeah, Colombia, South America, and Venetia, Antioquia. That was crazy. I was really dumb, and I got a call from my friend down in South America who was explaining he had this eco resort, and he wanted me to see if I would give him tips on how to make it more handicap accessible and so on and so forth. And as he was talking, he just happened to mention that his property lines up to the world's tallest natural pyramid. And of course, me being me, I couldn't travel down there to go and see the spot without giving it a shot.
Sure.
This was like the Manitou Incline, only steeper grade, no ropes, no steps, dirt slide.
Yeah, no, that sucks, and I'm not doing it. No, I mean, it just isn't something I'm going to do. Like, and I like climbing and I like exploring, but look it up for yourself. Cerrotusa, guys. I'll just Google image it, and you realize it's funny. We call it's a mountain. It's a goddamn pyramid. It's a pyramid mountain. It is. What's the nature of this, by the way? It's obviously. Like something shifted in the earth, an earthquake of some sort, but that doesn't look volcanic. It looks because it's too straight lined.
Nope, it's not a volcano. It is just the world's tallest natural pyramid.
Yeah, it's
like a land titty.
Dude, it really is. Like it's a pointy land titty. It's. But I mean, it's you understand when you see hills like this, when you want to go, oh, we should hike to the top of that. First of all. Everything you see off in the distance and everything you see that big is way more than you ever considered is. Then you think to yourself, there is nothing. This isn't a roped off climb. It looks like it's all dirt on the face, which makes it way more dangerous. So the only thing you've got to hold on to are trees until you get above the tree line, which there it looks like there's a spot up at the top here, that top. That's how you end up at the bottom again, at the bottom and underneath a bunch of stuff.
And it was terrifying because, like, me and my volunteers, every few steps that we would make, we would generally slide back down a little bit. And so it took 10 hours to get up there. But on the descent, we all just sat down and slid down this mountain.
Nice. Nice.
It was fun.
You are.
Terrifying.
It's I mean, that's honestly, like, we laugh now because you did it. But this is how you die. I mean, it really is. It's how you, I mean, because you go up there and you break your arms because the rocks come down. You end up on a fall. You stop yourself. You have to stop your forward motion if you're coming down that hill too fast. And that's how now what happens? You know, it's a very real, very dangerous, very hard climb. And it is something you do repeatedly. Like this has become, you know, this.
If I die doing something else, I'm going to be highly disappointed. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah. See, here's the thing with me. I don't want to die doing anything I love. To me, I want to live through it. Like, you know what I mean? I want to die during an audit. If I'm getting audited or I have to go to prison, like, that's when I want to die.
I've already died not doing something that I loved, though. Right, so right. Given the option. Yeah.
It's a crazy story, you know, because they still don't know what happened that night. You were out camping. How old were you at the time? Mandy.
I was 21 years old, just month into 21 years old.
Oh, you're out, you're camping, end up at a bar, as we do, and you believe, well, I'm sure of it now. I mean, you were roofied. How you ended up in that spot, you know, did you wander? Were you placed? No, you'll never know. And that, I was talking earlier about that. I think the hardest thing about such a traumatic and terrible change in life is understanding we get caught up on the how and why. And that until we get that straightened out somehow in our head, it's really hard to move forward into how do I get my life into another position.
Well, it's adjusting the how and why as well. You know,
yeah.
I spent several years angry at this man and the whole situation, the police and being searching for answers, being angry about searching for answers that were never coming. But shifting that how and why to how am I going to go forward in my life and why, with what purpose?
Right. Right.
It helped me a lot.
And we do. We have to have purpose, and we have to have something to look forward to. We have to have a reason. Otherwise, we'll languish and lay inside our homes, and we'll take the easy way. You have to have a purpose, man. Otherwise, I think you simply die.
Yeah, pretty much. That's why you see a bunch of these retirees that'll quit their job, and then they're just like, all right, guys, I'm sailing out of here. See you later.
And, you know, you're not... You know, taking the aren't I inspiring laps. You're just simply out there doing what you do.
I would not have spent so much time in depression and self-pity and all this, you know, all the other crap if I had somebody to look forward or look to that was like me at the time. And now I just go on and I live my life. Like, I'm that woman that I needed, you know? Because people would comment and, like, compare me to freaking Amy Purdy whenever I was first amputated. And no doubt she's a fantastic amputee, but she's a below-knee amputee, meaning she still has her knees. Things are quite a bit different for her.
Yeah, no,
and
very much.
It pissed me off.
Oh, sure it does. Because it doesn't make her any less... of a good human, but you're right. When you have those joints in your knees, those, and anybody who doesn't understand, like, that's the game. That's the change right there. It is everything. And you, by the way, you got some pretty cool legs these days.
Yes, I do. I do. I do. I got some really amazing prosthetics. This pair of sockets is the best pair of sockets I've ever had in my entire life. And last summer, after I left Kansas City and after I did Saratusa, I went down to Florida and 50 Legs Charity, they got me running blades. I got to run for the first time in 8 years.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's how strangely terrifying. Because, I mean, think how long it had been since you moved that fast under your own power.
And even beyond that, those blades... They're a little scary just because they got some serious power.
Yeah, yeah.
I would lean into it just a little bit and be scared because I don't know how to stop yet.
Oh, yeah. Because remember, they also had those a larger version of the similar, what they're talking about, is these because they have a spring to them. And so, you know, some of those, they have the able-bodied guys, we put tea on them one day out in the yard, and, like, these guys can really jump on that. And so you're talking about an ability to really faster than you normally could in you know, when you were 20. And that also means you can get hurt way worse as you go forward.
Yeah, and that's part of my biggest reservation with the running blades is if I injure my wrist, my elbows, or my shoulders at all, my climbing career is completely over.
Yeah, no, you have to wear wrist guards on that. You have to, like riding skateboards and stuff. You have to, because you will, without fail, give yourself, what do they call that, the... We used to get that weird fracture every week when we were all skating. Every third dude would have to walk around for 4 months with that goddamn cast on his wrist.
I don't want that for my life. So, yeah, I definitely wear the wrist braces. I wear elbow braces, and everybody at POA kind of laughs at Mandy. It's all good.
So if you're just going to show Mandy whoever, that's going to be honored. And by the way, I'll be there because I go up for their 4th of July show every year. The fireworks and the airplane show by the bridge is fantastic, man. And we just go up there and get tore up and have a great time. I have a bunch of friends that live up there. And so, I'll definitely be there that weekend. Do you know what time or the actual what time you're going to do it? What day? Is it noon? Is it at nighttime? Is it in front of the people? Is it in a building? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, so the festivities for the Amelia Earhart Foundation begin on July 15th with Lake Fest, and that's just a concert. And then the next morning, they have events packed throughout the whole weekend, but my part of the award event is the luncheon at 12 p.m. on July 16th. I'll also be doing a speaker symposium at 10 a.m. that morning.
Look at you. You're like a, you're grown up and a professional. You've, again, I spend most of my time making dick jokes and underachieving.
I can be very professional.
You, hey,
we'll put it that way.
So what plants are you looking at? Because I was like, man, we just show, because I always appreciate you coming by and hanging on the show with us. I'm like, man, we should send her a plant. What are you looking for right now? You got a tree, anything weird that you want?
I've been dying to get an Albo Monstera forever, but they're ridiculous.
I don't even know
the
how you...
The plant community is just kind of f***ing ridiculous right now. Pardon me. I did it on accident. He said I was professional, and then I went and messed up.
By the way, the phrase, the plant community is pretty effing ridiculous, makes me laugh, too. So how do you spell that? Because I don't even know what the word you just said was. What was what? The plant is an owl what?
Albino Monstera.
Albino? And then how do you spell the second part?
Monster with Monster. An A on it.
Era. Oh, there we go. Albino Monstera. Oh, you've lost your goddamn mind. A nine-leaf Monstera is $7,500.
I told you.
What? Who even knew this plant existed? What is wrong with you?
Hey. No, they're not all like that. I told you. I warned you.
How do you even find that? Jesus Christ almighty. I didn't think in all the world there was a $7,500 house plant.
Oh, you have no idea.
You.
No idea.
Jesus Christ, it'd be easier if you were a diamond nut. Dude, whoever falls in love with this girl, this guy, seriously, like, it's going to be on. Not, a diamond is like a forever thing. Like, you can insure it. You can't insure this plant. You screw this up, your cat eats it, you forget to water. Like, mm-hmm. Something happens, it's all going crazy. That's over the top, man. That's, you can get some different ones. So they're almost, as I'm looking at them right now, are they almost like koi fish where they're, whatever design comes to them is what's going to design, it's going to be their value? Certain things are more desirable than others?
Yeah. It does have a collector's flair like that.
Wow. You really
it's got literally it. Just because it's white.
That's crazy. Yeah, because you're right. Because a white plant normally doesn't survive. Like, not with leaves.
Right.
It's, wow. And there's definitely some, and that was the highest one that popped up and caught my eye. But there's some clippings for like, you know, $200.
Yeah. I just haven't gotten one yet. No, I've got other.
I kill stuff at a monster.
Crazy bug. Plants, but I've definitely cut back because.
Yeah.
I got a whole freaking room.
I saw the pictures. You're a maniac.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yep.
A little bit. I'm all right with it though.
Yeah, no, you should. That's. I think it's if you got to be crazy, be the best kind of crazy. Be the kind of crazy that makes you smile, not the kind of crazy that people want to get away from. You know what I mean? I walk into someone's house and it's covered in houseplants. I think, you're interesting. All right, I'm in. I'll try this. This could be fun. You know?
If
I
walk in. You have a bunch of interesting things in your home as well.
You know, yeah, seriously. Yeah, so I got no stones on this one. You know, it's. I'm trying to think if I got anything super weird that I haven't sent you a picture of. I have to really think about that. What have I ordered lately that I'm just like, this is over the top? Nothing too crazy. Nothing. A couple new zombie things, a couple weird clown things. I am screwing around with this idea of this wonderful T-Rex head that these guys had. Actually, Colorado, in Denver, there's a place called Distortions that made the Alice Cooper head and my dragon head and a bunch of other stuff I bought over the years. And they're just, they've got a museum there, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you should go. How far are you out of Denver?
Just an hour.
Dude, just look up Distortions, and I know the people there, too. Plus, they have a whole fantastic museum that you can go to, like a big show you can do that's separate from the factory where they make all the haunted house stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and
then... check it out.
Did you see the guys from Trey Parker, Trey Stone, and Matt Parker opened up that Mexican restaurant again in Colorado? The one that with the high dive?
Casa Bonita.
Yes. Did you see that they were redoing it and opening that again?
Yes, I did.
Next time I'm in next time I'm in Colorado, that's the first place I'm going.
That's hilarious. My tattoo artist, that's the first place he goes every time, too.
Yeah. So is your tattoo artist still here in Kansas City?
He is.
All right. Anything else new in your life? What, by the way, new dog or same dog?
Nope, same dog.
Wonderful.
Same crazy, silly dogs.
Yeah, I found a cat.
They're both great.
I found a cat in a trash can last year.
I've seen you post pictures of the little thing.
Yeah, no, Oscar's something else, man. He thinks he's a dog. He's pretty good and weird. He's a weirdo. He walks through the shower when I'm showering. Like, he's an odd duck. He drinks out of the faucet, but he lets it land on his head first and then run down his face, and then he drinks it. Like, he may have stayed in that can a little long in the heat.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so we just try to... He's about one more weird thing away from me seeing if they have little kitty helmets I can put on him.
Oh, my gosh. Do it.
Yeah.
Take pictures.
All right.
It didn't happen.
Look, when you get here in July, we'll hang out, and I'll be there in Atchison, and it'll be great to see you. Maybe that week, if you come in that Friday, you come by the show and hang out.
All right. He sounds great, and I'd love to see you.
I'd love to see you too, kid. You be good.
You too.
Right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. The great Mandy Horvath. She's going to get the Amelia Earhart Award in July for all of her accomplishments, and I think she is going to be among some pretty amazing names when you look at that. Google it for yourself, the Amelia Earhart Award in Atchison. It's a pretty good group of human beings.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Internet.
Bringing the world to your fingertips.
Information.
Technology.
E-commerce.
And such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one.
I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dear Morning Show understand that sometimes places like
your job
frown upon you looking at things on the Internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm going to buy a laser.
But now,
as we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dear Morning Show presents...
The Website of the Day!
So here's the idea. Jake showed this to me. It's an innovative material. When wet, shows a message. So you can expose a pattern in the message when it gets wet. So, of course, what does a guy think? I know it gets wet. The thing I wake up for every day. The reason I go to work. The reason I would go to a gym. The reason I try to earn money.
The reason I bought this house.
The reason I don't live under a bridge eating beans out of a can next to a campfire and crap in a river. Like, it's because the vagina is the most important thing you'll ever meet in your entire life. And it is brought to you by our good friend Roger. Roger, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate it.
We're just laughing at the fact that just every guy in the world, you're like, okay, this material does something special when it's wet. What gets wet? Oh, vaginas. Everything is a vagina. Always for us. It never ends for us.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's true. As soon as I saw this, I was like, yeah, no, this will be a huge seller because anything that gets us closer to it, we are down with whatever toy, gimmick, game, fun, enjoyable. And again, I like everything weird. Like whatever gets two people happy. If it's wet kitty magic panties, I say yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. The best thing I think has ever come to the market. Are you kidding me? You want to capitalize on the gushiness of life. Right.
Right.
And moisture, I think that's what we did.
Moisture activated panties. I mean, yeah. I wonder if they have they trademarked Squirtle from the Pokemon thing? Because I think Squirtle showing up would be fantastic.
Niagara Falls called, I think, you know,
yes.
they want some rights to it. 100%.
If this merchandise doesn't go out with Cardi B on the WAP deal, that's crazy. Like she should be selling this. She should be buying them from you and doing this.
She should
right
be paying
now.
Me to get her kitty wet. Right.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. I mean, we should get rights to that. I love it.
I do. Yes. Meow. Happy face. All of these. And you're coming up with constant new messages. And so everybody understands, as the heat builds and the moisture comes, it will
reveal secret logos. Yeah, secret logos appear as you get it wet. The more excited you get, the more the logo reveals.
Now,
you know, think about coming home and, you know, your girlfriend or wife is there or whomever, and they spread the legs apart and a special phrase is there.
Yeah,
and it says something like, I do. Of course you do. I do. I do every day, hopefully.
I will. Yes, the answer is yes. Okay.
I will. Yeah. I will. Thank you.
It's I feel like there's a whole lot of stuff you could do with this. Like, I mean, why not branch out into the elderly and the old folks home just says, oopsie doodle.
Yeah. Oops. Yeah. Sorry. Change me.
Yeah. Right. And then that brings you to, like, I would, like, then I'd market it to the kids world. I mean, yes, you want to keep wetkitty.com, wetkittypanty.com separate from that. But I'm just saying, man, there's a lot of reasons people will moisture in certain areas. And this is a big idea because it is funny and it is a way to laugh at sex and to bring two people together. It's also potentially, dude, a way to laugh at the fact that 50-year-old lady sneeze and it just simply comes up in her panties. You laughed.
Yeah, and condoms, panties are perfect.
Yeah.
You got the pens and you've got these wet kitties.
Yes,
they're selling it right now.
So, by the way, how are these doing on the market? Are you the only one selling them?
Yeah, this is a proprietary technology, and it's doing really well. You know, we have it at wetkittypanty.com. It's been, you know, people really embraced it. And, no, they've been flying off the shelves. We're coming up with a new line of different phrases. But, you know, right now, the I do's, the WAPs, you know, we're doing one for Christmas coming up, ho, ho, ho. So it's been wildly successful. And honestly, you know, the response from women and men has been really phenomenal.
Yeah, the I do freaks me out because those just that phrase, because I've never been married. I'm like, that's the last thing I want to hear.
I do.
Yeah, it's just like, I just want to hear, I will, yes, okay.
I will, maybe.
Yes.
Let's see how this goes first, right?
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, the fact, like a kitty face on there, I mean, there's just a lot of fun stuff you can do with this, man.
Yeah, international distribution right now. We've got distribution throughout the United Kingdom. It's going to be in large retailers coming up in the fourth quarter of this year. And, you know, we're expanding the line, offering some different fabrics. So it's wildly successful. People love it. And I've yet to meet a guy in particular that hasn't seen it and not laughed or not wanted to buy it. Because it's $14.99.
It's super easy,
man.
Spice
things up a little bit, you know?
You put a stoplight on there with a red light, and then the green shows up, or go. Stop or go, whatever
100%.
It is. Yeah.
Can I take that one, please?
Please do. Listen, I think you ought to have a pair of pants to say it's not going to lick itself.
100%.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not going to lick itself is a universal message that women, I think, should get across to men.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I've been doing this for 2 years and thinking about it. Every time I think about it, I laugh.
Yeah.
I think it's great. And it's a fun little tool. Listen, there's so many things you could spice your life up with, and this is just something that's really different.
Let me tell you why women are going to love this. They're cute panties. They're pretty. They're nice. I mean, they're funny. And most of all, they remind you, hey, dummy, don't try to push anything in here dry. Like, get your work done first.
Yeah. You got to put your work in a little bit.
Yeah.
Do your work.
Because dudes, as a rule, are dumb. And this is that sweet reminder without going, hey, no, come on. What's wrong with you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You gotta warm up the engine before you drive it a little bit.
For real.
Yeah.
Yeah. but these are all, by the way, $14.99. You're probably selling hundreds or thousands of these.
A lot. There's a lot. Yeah. I mean, I'm swimming in panties.
Yep.
You could be like, you know, the McDuck version.
How many
panties versus money?
Is it crazy enough that you would? This is your only job?
I mean, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, this is, you know, I didn't really think of it that way, but yeah, it's we sell a lot of panties.
Who are the models, by the way?
The models we found, but let me tell you, that was something. You want a good video shoot, you have a model in panties.
Well,
getting wet.
Yeah. I mean, I assume somebody helping with the photo shoot, spraying them down. You weren't doing the artwork yourself.
Me? You kidding me?
Roger. Dirty bastard, Roger.
You kidding me? I was a panty wetter.
You are not married, are you, Roger?
Well, I am, but she understands.
Good night. Now, does she get it? Because, I mean, these are pretty over the top. Do you guys give them as gifts? What do your parents say? Like, when you, I mean, because this is fantastic. Well, you started your own company.
My parents aren't going to talk about it, but all my friends talk about it. I think it's hysterical.
Yeah, but
I can tell you, you know, around the holidays, the 4th of July is coming up, they want an American flag on it. Everybody calls me up, hey, you want to, could you send me a pair of these? You know?
Yeah, sure.
100%.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, without
it. Gets them out to your audience.
Will you be? Will you offer custom text like stuff that you, if you want a special
message? In the future, yeah, it's tough to do right now, but 100%. I'd like to, you know, I'd love to have it say, "Hey Frank, come on over here," or something like that.
Yes.
You know, whatever it's going to be, you know, you could have some fun stuff like, "Oh, I'm pregnant." Oh, sorry, gotcha.
Jesus Christ! that's how John's penis never got hard again for the rest of the week.
Exactly.
Not to mention. We were talking about, or if you want to know if your girlfriend, when she went out, when she comes back, you don't know, you've slipped these into her wardrobe. And you're like, why is it like this right now?
Yeah, I think if you were Frank in the situation, you did something that said Bob on it or something like
that. Yeah, it just says cheating.
Some people. He's for Bob. Well, I'm with Frank tonight.
Yeah.
Actually, you could have panties based on who you're with that night. It makes perfect sense.
Well,
you could be in full alignment.
Or when she comes home, you'll take a look and you're like, why? Why does it say cheating? Look at the word that showed up because it's so damp down here. What's going on with you?
Yeah, that's a whole different version.
Yeah.
It's Flying 2.0, I think.
Dude, it's a good idea, but they can only be bought through wetkittypanty.com.
Correct. Yep.
Right. And is it, how many different styles?
We've got 3 different styles right now. We're expanding the line to 15 different styles. You know, unfortunately, because of COVID and transportation issues, it's taken 6 months to bring product in over from China.
Yes.
We spray it here, though.
Fantastic. I think it's a good idea. I think he needs to have like a phrase where it adds the last word. An exclamation when it finally shows up, then it's ready to go. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like preheat oven, and then the fire shows up.
Yeah. 100%.
You are going to get so tired of every idiot man friend in your life giving you an idea for a vagina discussion. You, at some point, you're going to be like, okay, enough. I know. It's what I do for
you. 100%. I'm not there yet, but, you know, maybe a year from now. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's actually working out really well.
Yeah, no, I think it'll be fantastic, man. All right, listen, are we going to give some of these away, Jake? We're going to give away some pairs this morning?
Sure.
Roger, you're doing the Lord's work. You're reminding a guy, like, hey, man, there's a little work to be done to know that it's now time. Like, it's just, every guy in the world can remember to warm up his motorcycle, his Harley. That was always the thing they beat in your head, like, hey, dude, remember to warm this up before you take
100%.
Off.
You got to warm the tires up a little bit.
But somehow, you're a young dude, you're like, I'm just gonna go ahead and get on the highway right now and drop the hammer. Mm. Like, not time, sir. You're going to blow a pit, you're going to blow a rod. Or not.
Exactly.
All right. You stay right here, Raj. Hold on a second. I'm going to get some of these. And Jake, we're going to give some of these away. Remember, the new number is 913-586-7989. 913-586-7989.
I'm not greedy. Let the others have them.
But you're going to have no interest?
I mean, I would wear, but I'm like, I'm good.
I.
This is swimsuit season for me. That's my everyday uniform.
You just kick it to the side. You just hit the. You actually have a stop and go street light in your bedroom. You're like,
it's funny you say that. Switch. When they were teaching me how to grill and use the pellet over the weekend, I go, "Oh, when you move that, it's like pushing her panty to the side." He goes, "Jesus Christ, yes, got it."
Hold on. Now I got to connect this. Now you were learning to do the smoker.
Yes.
And yes. Is there a thing you move to the side and stoke the fire?
Yeah, so you move it one way, you get to grill. You move it the other way.
Have you always been a dude trapped in a lady body?
I'm starting to figure I might be now.
not in the sense that you want to be a man, but I'm like, you're a dude stuck in a chick body. You are.
I'm standing with my husband on one side.
Yeah, because that's like a vagina.
Our best friend on the other.
Oh, my God,
and man. it just slips out, and you're
perfect.
Jesus Christ.
No. Dude, that's every dude in the world's like, oh my God, you're cool.
Hey, it was a teachable moment. I learned it's a win.
It's a warm hole. Like, every dude in the world's like, yeah. Girls are like, why are you like that? Ew.
Shut up. I learned how to cook how I learn.
Yeah, no, I got it. Hey, Derek, I thought ladies were going to call, but Derek, you would like to wear these?
Maybe, but definitely want my girl to wear them.
Now, do you think she would want to wear them?
Yes, she
just
would.
Tell her it's a training tool. Tell her it's a learning moment. It's a teaching moment.
I mean, the WAP just sounds perfect for her.
Well, yeah. Seriously, stop, go. You're like, now, not so fast. Now.
I'm telling you, it's Niagara Falls every night, and I need those for her.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Here we go. You're all that is, man.
Just like he taught me.
Yeah, you stand right there. Hold on a second here. I got him on hold. Every dude in the world's always like that, right? Like nothing but orgasms with that bitch. I mean, it's crazy. She just looks at my D and she.
This is way prettier than a drop cloth.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't possess that kind of
confidence.
No.
False or fact?
No. Let me tell you, I'm a constant. It's one time I focus. I don't have a lot to offer, so I'm like, look, I'll know when I'm.
What can I do?
When it's my turn.
What can I do here?
Yeah, and then it works that way. That way, she doesn't have that look like plugging in on your way out, all right?
Don't be selfish.
Could you throw the extension cord to me?
Yeah. I don't want to hear that. That's not cool.
Hey, Ashley. Is that Ashley? Am I on the wrong one? Here, hit it again then. It's Ashley. You're on the
air.
Yeah, what's going on? Ashley, you have a very deep voice.
Thank you. Is that good or bad?
No, you're wonderful. Sorry. You just the phone sounded weird for a minute. Sorry. What's your story, Ashley?
I have a boyfriend. I actually just turned 39. These sound awesome. The smiley face ones sound fun.
Yeah. And does he sometimes try to get in there before it's all ready?
No. He's pretty good at that. We're old enough now. He better know what to do.
Right. You're like, hey. Hey, man, what are you new at this? Come on. All right, listen, I'm going to let you try it out. All right, hold on a second. Stay right there. I felt like I had to apologize.
It's our phone system. Don't you apologize.
Okay. All right. Is there anybody else? Anybody else you want to make me feel bad about, Jake? Thank you so much. All right. Jake sits nodding his head. Jake, this intercom system would let you know if I should hold on a second or go to break.
Yeah, I got one more girl. It just takes forever to type it in on this new reader, but there's one more girl.
On 22?
That's it.
Hello?
Hello. I don't know your name. What's your name, honey? I don't know. We did.
Hello?
Hey, you there?
Okay. Here we go. Hey, you. What's your name?
Jessica.
All right, Jessica. We're on the radio.
Hi.
Don't cuss.
Oh, boy. Hey, head injury. What's wrong with you? Well, you sound kind of crazy already.
I am crazy.
Okay. Here we go. You need some of these panties?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And you want to wear them so you let your boyfriend know or your husband? Are you married? Are you single? What's your story?
Married.
Mm-hmm. You sound very excited today.
I am excited. I'm on the radio, dang it.
She's got a little bit of an accent. Where's she from?
Where are you from?
Parkville.
Parkville. You got that accent in Parkville?
Oh, no.
Have you always lived in Parkville?
No, I used to live in West Plains.
Okay.
Mount Meade.
Hey, who am I talking to right now? Am I talking to two people? Talking to one person?
My favorite of the day.
Hey, I'm going to put her on hold. Stay right there.
I was just trying to find ladies because it was mostly dudes that are like, I need these for my wife.
Yeah, I know.
You better have a neck and eye.
It's always a dude buying these for his wife. What, who do you think buys the majority of sex toys? Why? Because you're like so worried about her orgasms. You're like, this is another key to the golden room. Mm. You're always looking for the golden ticket.
This is a window.
Look,
this is a door.
Look what I brought you.
Mm-hmm. We can open this. I might have a chance.
I may have taken one home the other day from here.
No.
Jake, no. And I go, I got home and it was a nice one, a Jimmy Jane one.
Mm-hmm.
Bastard didn't work. Plugged it in, wouldn't accept nothing. I was like, I hate you so much. And it was, what are the odds? I have.
Were you checking like five outlets going, it's got to be this, it's got to be the cord, it's got to be whatever.
All of it. I went, outlets, the plug, every, I checked everything.
You run into a garage.
It just happened to be the one, you know.
Bunk thing you picked up.
And I was like, come on, man. And it was like a $170 one.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, check it out, weekend. I'm like, and then I'm like, nothing. And I'm like, I'm downloading PDF files off their website. Like, nothing. I wouldn't work this hard if my car was broken down on the side of the highway. I was
you're DIY in it.
Are you kidding me? I'm running. I'm like, hey, yep. As soon as you can reboot, you hold it down for 1.5 to 2, 3 minutes right there. Then you're going to have to go back to school. And it's done.
This has been the website of the day. Only from the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.